Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just can't with this election. It's still going. Would you like to take a survey? I started the show this way. The Animaniacs, they had it right. What year do you think that was? 1998?
Yeah.
Something like that?
95 to 98, somewhere around there.
I'll say 97. Because I was still watching cartoons, and that would have been a little old for me.
I wonder if the Animaniacs were...
They were funny, though.
They were... If you were little and watching the Animaniacs, they weren't as entertaining. It was a little... It was so fast-paced, it was a little... Above the, slapstick stuff. Sometimes.
It was smart slapstick.
Polymarket tweeted out at 12:03 today. Polymarket is, according to their X profile, trade, politics, news, culture, and tech. Get live, unbiased 2024 election forecasts. This is where people, as I understand it, bet on what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is put your money where your mouth is. And... I'm going to give you the results here of what they have as of noon today in six swing states, the percent chance of Donald Trump or Kamala Harris winning. So hold on, put a pin in that. Joe Biden voted today. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did he know that?
No.
No. Joe Biden voted today. Do you think he voted for Kamala?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I don't think he did.
No? Who do you think he voted for?
Leave it blank. Write himself in.
He could have wrote himself in. He could have voted for Jill Stein.
Would you blame him for writing himself in?
No.
I would not vote for her on principle. I mean, if the rumors weren't out there as much about... The word that people keep using is acrimony. Have you heard the word acrimony used in the sense of...
Like holy acrimony?
That's matrimony.
This is like holy acrimony.
Okay.
Holy bitterness or ill feeling.
Wow. Acrimony is great.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Acrimonious. Haven't you ever been on the same side of like a greater issue, a greater picture as somebody else, but you can't stand that person? Like,
yes.
I mean, maybe it's like us here at work. Or
I can't say here. That would ruin it.
I think about church. If you've ever served, Brad, in church leadership, you've probably witnessed people within the church who believe the same things. They're going to be in heaven together one day, and they can't stand each other.
It's funny. That's where my mind went to. Because people do things, and you're like, that's bad. And you're like, but I believe in a greater purpose and a greater God than this particular thing. So we'll keep moving forward.
You try to act in a Christian, loving...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Humble way.
Yeah. Not with acrimony.
Is exactly. Isn't that what you would expect of the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris camp? Like, that there would be such a inner emotional disdain. I tell my kids this all the time, and I tell them this. I learned this when I became a parent about children, and by learning it in that role, I learned it about myself, which is always kind of interesting when you start looking at the psychology of humans because you're trying to get a message through one way or the other to your child. But that all of your emotions are valid. How anything makes you feel is how it makes you feel. You do not get to say, I am going to be happy about this and I am not mad about it anymore. You can say that out loud or to yourself frequently until you start to kind of buy into it, but you don't have the ability to just turn a dial on your heartstrings and make yourself feel a certain way. But you do have the ability to control how you react to how you feel things. And that's what I'm always telling my kids. Like, if you're in a situation where you are really frustrated with something that's going on, if you're struggling in a class, if your spelling words are really challenging you or whatever, and it's making you really frustrated and angry inside, that's an okay thing. That's an okay reaction. That's an understandable reaction that you just are frustrated that you can't get these spelling words right. But the question that you do have control over is, okay, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, maybe a little sad or disappointed about it. What am I going to do about it? That's where you get to have a little bit of say in what happens next. And I look at Joe Biden in this instance, and I think to myself, he has to be absolutely broken and hurt over what the Democrat Party did to him. There's no way that you could be in his position and be told, we don't want you anymore, and we're going to remove you. I mean, that's the Nancy Pelosi had to do the hard job there and convince him that he needed to step down before the alternative happened. And that would be so heartbreaking. Kamala Harris has done nothing in her presidential campaign to ease people's minds that, like, Joe Biden just really wanted to do this. And Joe Biden is great. But we just, the party thought, you know what, we should move forward. And this was Joe's idea. That's never been even a blink of the moment that we've been watching in this history story that's being laid out in front of us. He's got to be absolutely devastated over this.
It's just amazing that everybody knows all of these things.
And of course they do.
And nobody will publicly say it. But the entire, I'm not going to say nation, I'm going to say world. The whole world knows that that happened. And yet the people closest to it are like, no, it, I don't even know what you're talking about. Not only did it not happen,
yeah,
but I don't even know the context with which you're speaking.
Do you remember leading up to it, Nancy Pelosi's responses? Somebody was interviewing her and Joe Biden was like, no, I'm in this to win it. I'm staying in. I'm not going anywhere. And like, what do you think he's going to do? Well, we're going to give him time to make the right decision. And she just kept saying that over and over and over. And he had been on record multiple times saying, I'm in it. I'm staying in. I'm not going anywhere. And she just kept saying, we're going to give him time to make the right decision. And that, now looking back on it, you know, there are people that thought this at the time, but looking back on it, that was most definitely a threat. I'm going to give you time to make the right decision. It's like a mom telling a child.
Yeah, with their head turned to the side, looking out of the side, and we got one eyebrow up, like, I'm going to give you time to make the right decision. And the kid's like, I'm scared, Mom. That's not my personal experience.
Clearly.
That, like, happened today. No, it didn't.
The fact that we're still living in that alternate reality, and they're still pushing it. I mean, the Democrat presidential nominee is still saying, when pushed, Joe Biden is fine. Well, why did he exit the race? Because he's so fine. Like, he's so doing so well that he decided to exit the race. That doesn't make any sense, Kamala. Well, you know what else doesn't make any sense? Donald Trump. Like, there's no logic to the answers to these questions. And yet they just keep getting repeated over and over and over.
She's, I was thinking about this today. Are we going to connect with him?
Yes.
He's
messaged me.
Well, I wanted to talk about it. I'm going to put a pin in this, too. We've got the poly market, 6 swing states that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And I want to get back to Kamala Harris, too, because this election, the stakes couldn't be higher. But it seems as though the message is pretty clear from voters. And the number one question has to be, which is what we're asking on a YouTube live poll, chat poll today, is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Let's ask our guests that. Steve Moore joins us once again, distinguished fellow in economics and heritage at the Heritage Foundation. He's a Trump economic advisor as well. And you got to check out his new book out, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Steve, we are very close to the possibility that this could come to fruition. We appreciate you being with us here today.
Well, good afternoon, Annie, and great to be with you. By the way, I was there at Madison Square Garden yesterday.
Really?
With the president, and it was amazing. It was an incredible, I mean, it was very inspiring, let's put it like that. I've never, and by the way, I've got to tell you that, you know, from Trump Tower down Fifth Avenue all the way to Madison Square Garden, the crowds were like, it was like the you know, America just won World War II. I mean, I've never seen so many crowds in my life. I mean, and it was an amazing experience. Everybody from Elon Musk to you know, the pro wrestler to it was just well done. And people are so, I've never seen so much excitement before in my life, especially for a politician.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking America probably is thinking they're about to stop World War III. That's what they're doing out on the streets, getting ready to elect Donald Trump. You know, I don't hear Kamala Harris advocating. She's acknowledged the price of groceries is high, but she keeps talking to us about basically Donald Trump is a fascist, comparing him to Hitler and so on and so forth. I hear Donald Trump talking about prices that Americans can't afford right now and talking about the actual understanding of what it's like to live in America today. What do you think about the two messages of these camps?
Well, I think, first of all, it's pretty obvious Kamala is really playing bad 3 weeks. You know, she was, remember, at the first she was Mother Teresa, remember? She could do no wrong. And I mean, I've never seen it. By the way, I'm walking down the Sixth Avenue right now, so if you hear
we're good.
Not noise in the background, that's why it is. But anyway, I was going to say that I think that Trump is on his game. He really is on his game right now. His speech was fantastic. It was inspiring. People are tired of the name-calling and stuff. He just said, look, I'm the one to get it done because I've done it before. And, you know, you just said it in one of his first lines is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Yes.
Which is exactly what Ronald Reagan said in 1980 when he ran against Jimmy Carter. And I think, you know, I'm looking at the betting market. Just a week ago, Trump was at 52% of chance of winning. Now he's at 63%. So I think the momentum has shifted and it's looking good right now. But I want to assure your listeners, this is not done. This is going to be a fierce fight to the finish. And people have to get out to vote early if they can, because, you know, if you vote early, your chance of being voted, you know, your chance of actually being counted is 100%. If you wait till Election Day, a lot of people end up not showing up.
Yep.
So, you know, and this is the election of our lifetime. It really is.
I completely agree. And there's still work to be done and there's not much time left. Pretty soon we'll be done with all the commercials and everything. But the case, there's still an opportunity to make the case to your friends, to your families. Your book is The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. You talked about this last week, but this is a really good way to strip out all the noise and get down to the economics of the matter, which is what most people are worried about right now as a top issue. How quickly do you believe that on Election Day, if we find out that Donald Trump wins, if we find out quickly that he wins, how quickly will that understanding of his presidency being imminent, being inaugurated in January, will we see some economic relief as voters and Americans?
I think there will be a boom if he wins. I really do, because I think we'll just take such corrective actions right at the beginning. Look, this is a great American. This is a great America. We've got the best businesses, the best innovators, the best, you know, inventions. All we need to do is just get the government the hell out of the way. That's all it takes. We don't need these politicians, you know, overseeing everything our businesses do and regulating them and taxing them to death. So to answer your question is, I think it's going to be, give us about 3 to 6 months. And I think we'll have the economy really, really booming again, like it did when Trump. People forget. Remember, before COVID hit, the economy was. Remember that it was absolutely booming.
Yes, I would say on the show when that was happening, and I'm an idiot for having said it, I feel like I summoned the pandemic. I'm like, what could possibly happen to screw up Donald Trump's
ability? That's the way I felt, too.
Yeah. And then here we are.
It's going to happen, and it was. And who would have ever thought it would have been a pandemic? So, and so that's really great. I love his idea about, you know, now he's even talking about, you know, let's maybe eliminate the income tax. I've worked on that for 30 years. You know, let's have a consumption tax, not an income tax. It would make our economy as strong as any economy in the world. And he's a big thinker, Donald Trump. Now, some of this stuff we're not going to be able to get on, but I just love the fact that he's, I mean, even on the tariffs, he's taking a lot of grief from some of my friends. And I'm a free market guy. I'm a free trade guy. But if you use tariffs as a negotiating tool,
yes,
to get other countries to do things that are in our interest, that makes sense.
It does make
sense to me, and I'm a free trade guy.
Well, we are so close to having a culmination of this long, long election. And Steve, you've been such a great guide and expert with us along the way. Thank you for your time today. We'll let you get back to it. We will talk to you again soon. Steve Moore, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, well, don't forget, by the way, that you know, one of the most inspiring speakers, I forgot to say this, was Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And he said something I've been saying. He said we could probably cut $1 or $2 trillion out of the budget.
Yes.
Just get rid of the inefficiency and the redundancy and the fraud and abuse. And so I love it. I'm excited, as you can tell. And I can't wait till I just want it to be over.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the most bipartisan thing that has been said on this show, Steve. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye. Steve Moore, who is a very, very well-experienced economic expert, a distinguished fellow at Heritage Foundation and a Donald Trump economic advisor. Wonderful to be able to have weekly conversations with him. His schedule is always so busy and packed, and he makes room for you guys. And I'm so grateful for that each and every time. We're going to speak with Congressman Mike Boss. When we come back, we spoke to Missouri Secretary of State in the 12 o'clock hour, asked a lot of questions, got a lot of answers, and a lot of great advice from Jay Ashcroft in a couple of segments in the noon hour. So if you missed that and you're a Missouri voter, you got to check it out on the Andy Fry Show podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. I think Ryan's uploading that stuff right now. And then you can also go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and rewatch that conversation right there. You can also vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. And as Steve Moore mentioned, this is the question, the lead thing that Donald Trump said at his Madison Square Garden rally this weekend. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm thrilled to be back in the city I love, and thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, you're with me. We're all together. We've always been together. And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
That is former President Donald Trump, 45, potentially trying to be 47 come next week when Election Day gets here. And he's asking you, it is the question that everybody needs to consider. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, go join us there and say hi in the chat. But that's the YouTube live chat poll question for today. And it's also the first question that I'm going to ask Congressman Mike Bost, who joins us once again, the United States Congressman from Illinois' 12th District. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, thank you for being with us today. Welcome back to the show.
Annie, thanks for having me on. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well, Congressman. When you're talking to constituents in this election cycle, what you understand about what people in Southern Illinois are experiencing in the Biden-Harris America, are people better off now than they were 4 years ago?
Let me see. We've got an open border that we're running fentanyl across, human trafficking across. Our dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. We have wars around the world. Yeah, no.
No, not at all. Tell me, give me a little insight here. As somebody who works in Washington, D.C., I don't know how well you know either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but the Democrats decided that Joe Biden was not going to be able to pull off a victory in this November, and they replaced him with Kamala Harris. How do you feel like your colleagues are reacting now to that decision that they made this summer?
Well, I'm going to tell you the concern we have is if he's not good enough to run for president, what in the world is he doing the job for? You know, where are we at? What's really going on? And if he can't do it, who is doing it? Now, that was a concern early on whenever they made the switch. Now we're just seeing, you know, that she's nothing more than the same, out of touch. I think with the American people, and her campaign is, we don't like Donald Trump. That is exactly her campaign.
Yeah. Yeah. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. I enjoy the meme. I think there's a Babylon Bee article that says that Donald Trump, meant to act like Hitler in his first term, but he forgot to. So he seeks a second term. Some of the words and the verbiage that are being thrown at Donald Trump, somebody who America has lived through 4 years of prosperity with him when he was the president. We have a record. Kamala Harris's message is it's a pretty charged rhetoric that's out there right now against Donald Trump.
And her other people that are speaking for her, you know, Hillary Clinton made a comment about this Madison Square Garden thing yesterday, a week or so, or a few days before it, that, you know, that this represents when Nazis were at Madison Square Garden. Well, you know what? At that group, you had every race, every gender, you had people waving Jewish flags, and I'd have to say that I heard earlier on another broadcast that if you're waving a Jewish flag, it's probably not Nazis. I'm just guessing.
By definition, you would think so. Do you think that Kamala Harris would be more the same as Joe Biden? Because I kind of think there has potentially been an opportunity missed on the Republicans' part to show how effective this version of governing, which you pointed out already, if Joe Biden's not capable of doing the job, who is doing the job? It sure seems like whoever is doing the job would still be doing it if Kamala Harris were the president, and that they could become more effective should she become the president of the United States.
Well, let me tell you that there should be an argument or somewhere during this time of her softball interviews that she's been given for the most part, where she would answer that question. What would she do different? And when the question was asked, she basically said nothing. And so if that's the case, that then I just don't think the majority of the people are have their head in the sand and go, oh, yeah, well, we were better off. All right, we are better off today than we were 4 years ago, and we're just not.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it is, you know, believe me, I'm traveling my district, and the people that I'm talking to, that's a fact on the voters in that district. But I'm going to tell you, I've went out because of the VA committee stuff and also helping others around this nation as we're trying to gain more seats in the House. I've been to Colorado. I've been to California. I was in Palm Springs for a candidate there. I was in Tucson, Arizona. And I've been in Sunnyside, Washington State on the east side of Mount Rainier. And what we're seeing is everything's trending in the Republican way, even in areas where it wouldn't normally do that. And I think we're headed in the right direction as far as Trump's race and as far as the House and the Senate as well.
Let's talk about that specifically because, you know, Donald Trump's numbers look good, but nobody, we've talked about the, I'm going to whisper it, red wave before, and it didn't happen, and we're not going to use those words again this year. We got to wait sure. and see how the results come in. But should Donald Trump win next Tuesday, he needs a Republican right. Congress in order to get everything back on track immediately. How confident are you in what we're hearing from things like Elon Musk talk about cutting the budget, bringing some of this money that's being wasted in Washington, D.C., and allowing the American people who are earning it to keep it and put it to good use? Can this new version of the Republican Party rein in spending?
Yes, yes. And here's why. Let me tell you some things that are out there being talked about. Elon Musk coming through, identifying, and then if you take and have the administration along with the Congress, then you cut away the rhetoric whenever you reduce money for an agency, how you're not going to reduce services, but you're going to actually be more wise with the money that you're spending. Because remember, the main goal of bureaucracy is create more bureaucracy.
Yes.
So somehow you've got to break that up. Let me tell you the idea that's out there that actually I heard last week about this time, Speaker Johnson talking about, and I'd heard this before, but I didn't know whether we were seriously thinking about it. So how do you drain the swamp when the swamp creatures are there in the swamp feeding off each other? You remove them from the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you do that? You move the agencies away from Washington, D.C. and put them out in this United States.
Ooh.
Put the Department of Transportation out in let's say, Kansas. How about the VA somewhere here in the Midwest? How about, and the list goes on and on and on with all of our government agencies, you remove them from the swamp creatures, and guess what happens? Either they follow to go do their job in other places where they understand what the rest of the American people are dealing with. Otherwise, you constantly have to fight the swamp out there to try to stop the deep state and the overburdensome bureaucracy if you're going to make government wiser and spend less. So that's some of the great ideas that I've heard out there. Remember, the term swamp didn't come from just the Trump era. Remember, that term was used by Ronald Reagan, of all people.
Hmm.
And he said, whenever he wanted to drain the swamp, his statement was, after being there for a while, it's hard to drain the swamp when you're up to your tail in alligators.
That's so Ronald Reagan. Congressman Mike Boss with us right now, Illinois' 12th District Representative in the United States Congress. You're from Southern Illinois. You understand Southern Illinois. When people talk about Illinois, they don't usually think of the southern part of Illinois. Compare to me right. what it's like after you've served a few terms there in Washington, D.C. Like, what does the swamp try to do to you? What does D.C. try to do to you? Once you leave your roots for periods of time,
well,
you go to Washington, D.C., and it gets you.
Well, they're going to try to, and they do it. They try to convince you, they haven't done convinced me of this, that, you know, their way of thinking is above you. And so, therefore, even though it's a representative form of government, you've got to comply with what their idea is in D.C. because we've always done it that way. And so, therefore, any time, whether it's in business or whether it's in an organization, quite often, when you try to present new ideas and cure problems, oh, no, we've always done it this way. And it's like whenever we're dealing with the VA, and I had to explain this the other day, we've got problems with VA, with amazing the issues that we have problems with, everything from giving themselves bonuses at the administrative level that we're supposed to go to docs and nurses to try to retain them. And so when we caught him at this, we brought the secretary before us, and he was trying to defend his people. And I explained to the secretary, I said, you need to understand that, Mr. Secretary, the people that are working for you in that agency, they know that I'm trying desperately to cure problems, but their attitude is, I'm going to get unelected one of these days, and then they'll just deal with somebody else, but they'll still be there. And, Mr. Secretary, you need to know I've seen five of you in the 10 years I've been there. So this is the type of stuff that they try to... The inner dwellings of these agencies is what we talk about, not politically, it's just fact, what the deep state is. And then they'll try to influence that on those members that are elected. The way you keep it from happening is you make sure that you keep in touch with your district.
Yes. Yeah, stay connected to the people who you serve. Exactly right, Congressman Boss with us right now. I want to wrap up with asking you, you said you've been campaigning across the country. What is the majority right now of Republicans in the House? It seems like it's fluctuated so much in the last year or so.
Four? We have a majority because we've actually went through the reason it fluctuates is if somebody quits or somebody dies or whatever, then you have to wait on a special election. The numbers back up. We are fully loaded at 435, and we have a 4-seat majority as far as the Republicans are concerned.
What is realistic expectation right now? How are you feeling about Republicans' ability to A, maintain the majority, certainly, but B, expand it?
Well, we're trying to expand it, and I think we're going to see that from around the nation. And let me tell you, the two states that the Democrats are focusing on that so we have to defend, if they believe those states that are naturally, is California and New York. We're showing that we're going to hold those pretty well. We got a couple other seats that might be a question, but then... So the existing members that look like they're close, they're rising here at the end. And then also the Democrats, though, that we've targeted, we believe we'll pick up, I think we'll probably get 10, 12 more, if not more than that, and increase our majority. The Senate will go Republican. The question is, will it be a one vote majority or a 3-4 vote majority, depending on how these races fall? And then one of the things that's really wild to put it in perspective, think about this. Whenever I first came in, you understand it was during Speaker Boehner's last few years, we had, instead of a 222, we had 242 Republicans. That is a large majority.
Yes.
Well, I don't think we'll get there, but we will increase our majority.
Man.
And what that does is it allows you to have those people that might have a different opinion that sometimes are just out there to get, you and I have talked about this, to get their social media likes and everything like that. It allows them to do what they want to do and when the rest of us can govern.
I love it. Congressman Bost, before we let you go, do you think that the Republican Party has an understanding congressionally about what needs to be done should you have the ability to have Congress and the White House? Quick to govern?
I think we do because we understand what the issues are. We're not worried about chasing woke. We're worried about making a better America.
Yeah. All right. Well, Congressman Boss, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me on. Yes. We'll do it again soon. Hopefully, maybe right after the election with some very positive results to discuss.
Just remember, everybody get out and vote.
Vote, vote, vote. Thank you so much. Congressman Bost, the representative from Illinois' 12th district here across the river in southern Illinois, Brad's representative out in the O'Fallon area. Make sure you go out and support him. I appreciate him so much. He's a real dude, and he's been very kind to us in the show, and I've done many events with him, and he is a genuine person. I'd love to be able to talk to him. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss the Poly Market betting odds on six of the swing states. We're going to discuss a few polls here that Ryan wants to highlight when we return. We're also going to have Wiggins America, and I think maybe we'll squeeze Wiggins America in the 2 o'clock hour and kind of shake it out a little bit. No more would you like to take a survey, right? All right, let's take a quick break. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Yes or no? We'll be right back. I love this song. It's a cleanse. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Next week at this time, we'll be saying Election Day is tomorrow.
Wow.
Yay. Hooray.
Just think. Next week at this time on Wednesday, we'll be saying Election Day was yesterday.
Are we going to be happy or sad?
On Thursday, we'll be saying it was 2 days ago.
You can stop now. 1 hour ago, I started talking about this, and then Steve Moore came on the show at 12 o'clock, or excuse me, 1:12 or so. You should go back and listen to him talking about being at the Madison Square Garden rally. What a rally that was. Did you see the visuals from that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you take in any of it?
Not really. I more watched the coverage of it because I like seeing, same with the Rogan thing, how the media covers it is more of a sport to me than anything.
One of the things Steve Moore said in that interview at about 1:15, he said that from all down, what did he say, 25th Avenue? I can't, 5th Avenue.
Yeah.
5th Avenue, I think it was like 25 blocks or something, I don't know. He said the whole way down is just covered with people. He goes, you would have thought we won World War II. And I immediately thought, or prevented World War III.
Hey.
That's kind of where we are in this moment. Like, the stakes are so incredibly high. And people are showing out in New York City. Just for the thought of it, if Kamala Harris was going to, could she fill Madison Square Garden?
No. Well, if they paid them.
Well, she filled wherever they were with Kamala Harris, with Beyonce.
Mm. That was with Beyonce.
Correct. Well, but Trump had Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's
that's
not
the same.
Let me put it this way. Hulk Hogan is such a lane. Yeah. It's so specific.
I'm so in that lane.
Hulk Hogan is doing Hulk Hogan things, and there are some people who are like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, let me drink your beer.
And I'm like, are you the one that says brother? I was there when Hulk Hogan was Hulk Hogan, but I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a little girl, I did not care what Hulk Hogan was doing. I'm interested in watching him do his thing up there on behalf of saving the country. But I'm the one who was like, Dr. Phil, I'm pulling up a chair for that one. Okay, it is what it is. The Poly Market latest swing state odds percent chance of winning. Nevada, Trump, 65%. Michigan, Trump, 53%. Wisconsin, Trump, 59%. Pennsylvania, Trump, 61%. Georgia, Trump, 73%. Arizona, Trump, 75%. Where's North Carolina in this?
That's a good question.
Not listed. But I'm watching Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, East Coast states. Georgia and North Carolina, or excuse me, Georgia and Pennsylvania have both indicated that results aren't, don't be looking for results from these states on election night. And I'm like, you stink. But if the election results were strong enough, we could potentially know that one way or the other. I mean, I feel like if the way it went in 2020 is Trump was leading, Trump was leading, Trump was leading, Trump was leading. Oh, pause. See you tomorrow. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Make of that what you will. If Kamala Harris is leading, Kamala Harris is leading, Kamala Harris is leading, I don't know that they wouldn't call it for Harris that night. Because most of the ones that take longer to get in are the more urban, centralized areas where they have a lot of votes that are coming in. And generally speaking, you think those lean more left.
I remember 2020 watching, here's a weird thing, watching the Chinese stock market all night.
Yeah.
Because the Chinese stock market was reacting to live election results, and it was tanking tanking throughout the early evening. And then all of a sudden, at about 11 p.m., it just switched. And it was like, oh, wait a minute. Things are going to be okay. We're going to get Biden in there now. The Chinese stock market. What does that tell you about what they were hoping would win?
I feel good about the election. I don't like to feel good about it.
You know, you were talking about Georgia saying that they weren't going to have the election things. And I was listening to what Raffensperger was saying there. And he was talking about the overseas votes. And he's like, we don't know. A lot of that stuff won't come in until...
Wouldn't those lean red?
You would think so, because that's a lot of military. But he's like, that
won't come in until...
Yeah, that won't come in until Friday. But then I saw other people saying, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, because that's not going to be like a huge percentage of this vote.
Well, when you're trying to find 11,000 votes.
Well.
The phrase too big to rig is a good one. And I'm feeling good, optimistic going into this election.
And then I want to smack myself in the face.
And then I
want to
smack myself.
Snap out of it. Here, I'll just smack you. Come here.
Okay, fine. It's just a Monday. Ouch, my face. You slapped me. It's theater of the mind. She didn't really do it.
I did too.
Okay.
All right, come here. I missed.
But I keep thinking, I mean, all going into this, you feel optimistic if you're on the right. But you also think back, whether you're a conspiracy theorist about the 2020 election or not, think back to the lengths with which not the left, the establishment has been willing to throw out every norm that they've ever had to stop this guy. It makes me nervous, not just with the election, but even if he wins, what are they going to do to the country just to sabotage him? That worries me.
Too big to rig.
That's what you hope for, at least for November 5th.
If there's a mandate, which is what needs to happen in order for the country to, if Donald Trump wins and there's no mandate, we will have 4 years of at least the other guy didn't win, like what Democrats have been saying about Biden for the last 4 years. If there's a mandate, I mean, there's so much enthusiasm right now for Donald Trump in demographics that aren't usually the ones that you go to. And if Donald Trump is able to deliver on the hopes that people are investing in Donald Trump when they vote for him. I mean, how many times have you seen on social media people be like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I just voted for Donald Trump. People are like, 2016 Hillary Clinton, 2020 Joe Biden, 2024 Donald Trump. What? Lord have mercy on this great country. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.